What's up, guys? You're listening to Confessions of a Gym Rat, getting you through the 9 to 5 as healthily and happily as possible. Happy Monday, guys. I apologize for last week's episode. I feel like I'm apologizing a lot lately. I apologize for last week's episode coming out like a week late. Things were a little bit delayed. I tried to combine those words just now. You could probably tell by the way I was talking about week one of House of Dragon, and we are done with week three right now. But I'm stupid, and I brought my laptop with me on vacation, and I thought that I was going to be able to just like I bought internet, so I thought I was just going to be able to go on my laptop and like post the podcast. And no, you only got one device, and I was hooked up to my phone, and I didn't want to lose it on my phone because that was more important. So I just said, you know what? Screw it. They'll forgive me, and they'll get their interview with Emily Nelson when they get their interview with Emily Nelson. But I hope you guys enjoyed it. She was super, super fun to talk to. And I don't know, hopefully I can have more of my teammates on in the future. But we have a lot to talk about because I went on a whole ass vacation and didn't talk to you guys about it. But we're going to get into that later. We're going to talk all about vacations, prepping for it, going on it. What the fuck did I do on my vacation? And how I'm bouncing back now, being about 10, almost 9 weeks, I think, out from my first show. Also, so on the Friday before I left for vacation, I left on a Sunday, I felt so ill. I canceled my personal training sessions. I took a fat nap on the couch. Like, I felt ill. Stuffy nose, like, sore throat, headache, was just not feeling good. And I was like, fuck, this is going to ruin my whole vacation. Saturday, I was feeling, like, a tiny bit better. And then Sunday, you know, I was still a little bit stuffy, but we rolled. We're ready to go. By the time Sunday night rolled around, and our crews left at, like, what, 3? 3:30? Something. Wait, no, maybe 6. Maybe it was totally 6. When we left at 6 on Sunday, by Sunday night, like, I don't know, I was feeling good. Felt fantastic the whole week. We woke up the following Sunday, so we had docked. When I went to bed on Saturday, we were still at sea. We had docked in New York overnight. I woke up on Sunday back in the United States. And I was congested as fuck. This whole week, I've been sniffling, coughing, all that shit. So I apologize if, one, I sound a little bit funky, and two, if I'm coughing and or sniffing. Is that sniffling? That's what it is. Sniffling into the microphone during this episode. This honestly might take me a while to get through. But on that topic, there's been so many things that I've just been pondering about this week. Just thinking about, you know, one or the other. I was talking about this to somebody. I don't know who it was. So if it was you, let me know. But we were talking about those nasal rinses. Like, not like the neti pots, but like the actual sinus rinses where it like shoots up one side of your nostril and comes out the other. I freaking hate that shit. I've hated it since I was a small child. Having sinus infections and stuff, it always like, my nose felt better afterwards. Like, seeing all the it really gets all the shit out of your nose. Like, shit that was never coming out into a tissue. But my parents would do it for me, and I would like freak out beforehand. Like, I would just psych myself out, like get so nervous for it because it's a little bit invasive. I'm not like having the water shoot up your nose like that. I was like, what the hell? But it really, really hurts my ears. So like when I fly, I have to take Sudafed because I get like, it's not like an ear popping, like that's whatever, no big deal. It's like a sharp pain through my eardrums. That's the only way that I can explain it. I remember like coming home from Disney World when I was like 8 and just crying because it felt like trying to cry like quietly too because I was on the airplane because it hurts so bad. And that is why I hate that freaking sinus rinse. So I was telling somebody the other day, I was like, that is going to be one thing that I will never, ever, ever, ever do on my own. I will never suggest it. And I think until the day my parents die, like, they are going to be the ones that are going to have to do that for me. Like, I will never do that on my own. So yesterday I'm at my dad's house and I'm like sniffling, whatever, and like blowing my nose. And we were upstairs, like just looking through stuff upstairs. And he was like, all right, let's do the sinus rinse. And I was like, ah. And he was like, come on, like, you know, you're going to feel so much better afterwards. So I was like, ah, fine. So I'm looking through his like record collection, just minding my own business while he's getting this thing ready. I was being so chicken the way that like I kept, like I was preparing myself and then I was stepping away. He was like, let's cut the shit. Let's go. Let's do this. And might I just say, it was not even satisfying. Okay. Good to know I don't have a sinus infection, because not to get gross, but nothing green was coming out. But like, that's kind of the satisfying part. Like being able to see, that's the literal only satisfying part about these sinus rinses is getting to see all the shit that's exited your body, my nose. And I didn't see shit. I don't know. Maybe it was clear. I don't know. All I know is that I could breathe afterwards, but my ears freaking hurt. And then I woke up this morning and I'm stuffy again. So, dude, I fucking hate that shit. I hate that shit. You know, okay, so this is switching topics a little bit, but I've been talking to my friends about this. You know what really irritates me? This is a little thing, and it's only when I think about it, you know, and then you forget about it, it's whatever. I can't even say this without laughing. Silent letters bother the shit out of me. I am not a good speller. I've never been a good speller. I'm not going to pretend to be a great speller. I love, what is it? Auto check? Auto corrects? Yeah, whatever. Silent letter. What is the point of a silent letter? What is the point? Because there are other words that are spelt the same, but are different words. You know what I mean? Now I got to think of an example. I can't think of an example off the top of my head, but there are words like cook. Cook is an action, but cook is also a person. You know? Those are two different things, but it's spelled the same. So why does a knight in shining armor have a silent fucking K in the beginning, but nighttime doesn't? And they both have a GHT. Who decided that GH just, there's no reason for the G. There's no reason for the H. Knight should be N-I-T-E. Why is it not? And don't even get me started with Nat. G-N? Gna. Gna. You know, when you're in like kindergarten, I remember, you know how to talk and stuff, but when you're in kindergarten, you go over the ABCs every day, and we used to go over soft letters and hard letters like K or S for C. Ceiling or cook. Nobody fucking tells you that GN is N. It's G or J. No GN. No N. Night. Nat. Ugh. Shit. Piss. What? Who decided? Same thing? You know, I try and, I was telling my dad this the other day too. I try and not get to, like, at some point in your life, you go from, oh my God, a curse word, to like, it just flies out. At the end of the day, who decided? Who decided this word is going to be bad? And then everyone just went along with it. But I'm going to get off topic here. And we don't need to go on a whole rampage, because I have legit, oh my God, the flies are out to play. And this happens no matter how hard my family tries to close the doors quickly. keep things shut. Flies always get in, and they're little fuckers. I'll tell you that. A fly in the house, like, it's not just like you see a fly. Like, spiders kind of, like, crawl around, and I hate spiders, but, like, they're not on top of you. These flies will bzz right in my goddamn face. Just, and I know it's to piss me off. You know what? This fly the other day, 7 o'clock in the morning, buzzing in my ear. I'm like, it's taunting me. It's taunting me, but it's summertime. So they're here, baby, but I got my fly swatter. And I have no mercy. I'm going to come back at the end of the summer and I'm going to give you guys a count. How many flies I killed. Right now I'm at 0. But I'm going to get this guy. I'm going to get him. 1UP Nutrition's flavors of the month are here, guys. You know I tell you this every month. They have limited edition drops. This month you can enjoy flavors like Appletini, Sour Candy, Grape, and the Lemon Italian Clear Pro, or Lemon Italian Ice Clear Protein is back in stock. It was very, very popular, sold out very fast. You can use my code Liz20 as always, but these flavors are limited. So if you do see something that you like, my advice is to stock up and that stuff will last you a couple months, you know? So go to 1UP Nutrition with the number 1.com. Use my code Liz20 and get these limited edition July flavors before they're gone forever. Okay, hot topics for the week. You guys know that I have to catch up on I've caught up, so I need to catch you guys up on my thoughts of House of Dragon so far. But before we get into that, let's get into some hot topics, starting with the newest one. Margot Robbie is pregnant. Okay. It is like baby season. I know like 3 people that had a baby this week. Vanessa Hudgens had her baby this week. And Margot Robbie just announced her pregnancy. I don't know really anything about who Tom Ackerley is, but all I know is this baby's going to be the cutest damn thing in the world and it's probably barely formed yet. So not really much to say on that, but I'm super, super happy for her. This girl's going to grow up with all the cutest Barbie things in the whole entire world. She's going to have some good parents. That's nice. That's good. That's really all there is to say on that. Okay. Next, we didn't get to talk about this. This is a little bit old. It's like a 2 weeks ago thing, but I was on my cruise, so I didn't get to talk to you guys about Taylor Swift bringing Travis Kelce on stage with her. Okay. And then he talked about it this week on New Heights this week, and oh my gosh, I can listen to him talk about her and Jason. First of all, I can listen to Jason Kelce talk all day. The guy's awesome. But I could literally listen to Travis talking about Taylor all day long. It's so damn cute. I'm going to read you guys the quote just in case you did not listen to New Heights. He said the one thing, and I'm not going to do this justice. I'm going to try, but I'm not going to do this Travis Kelce impersonation justice. He said, the one thing I told myself is do not drop the baby. Do not drop Taylor on your way over this damn couch. The golden rule was do not drop Taylor. Get her to the couch safely. I didn't disappoint Taylor, so that's all that matters. That was my number one goal. Do not fuck this up. I love it, and I love that she did this in London, her ex-boyfriend's hometown. I think that this relationship was really good for Travis in a way of just like, he had a reputation being a little hot-headed and like, you know, like diva. Ish, which, I mean, y'all want to talk about hot-headed athletes? You should see the way that wrestlers throw temper tantrums after they lose. I mean, like, his little, like spat with Andy Reid during the Super Bowl where everyone, like, freaked out, but Andy Reid didn't freak out. That didn't really faze me because I've seen grown men throw temper tantrums on the wrestling mats before, you know, whatever. I have seen people on the internet like constantly relating him to like a real life Troy Bolton, which is probably one of the highest honors you can ever get. I think that this is a really good, like, he's just showing the world is getting to see more sides of him. He's also setting a very good example for boys and men. Being proud of his girl, being support, like showing her support, talking about how smart she is, how talented she is, not being threatened by her intelligence or her success or anything. Granted, he's very successful himself too, but that's a lot of relationships. A guy and a girl can both be successful in totally different fields. It's not a competition. And the way like he's so all in on her, but it's also, it's not taking up from his own life. You know, it's not like he's just sitting there in his full-time job now as being Taylor Swift's boyfriend. You know, he's got his own thing. The way that they're both prioritizing themselves, but also each other, is, I think, setting a very great example for people. It's been a minute since we've seen a healthy relationship like this. And granted, none of us knows what goes on behind closed doors, but none of us knows what goes on. But like, we just got to follow what we see. You know, so I like that he's showing that you can like support women. You can get up on stage and wear a top hat and be a background dancer in your girlfriend's show. And it's not emasculating. At the end of this day, this guy is he's a beast on the field. So good for you, Travis Kelce. Good for you. Let's see. Anything else interesting happened this week? Well, Miranda Cosgrove said there's probably going to be an iCarly movie, which I'm so out on. Like, it's iCarly is over for me. No. I mean, the Olympic trials were this week, but or started this week. I don't even know, but we'll get there. I only really watch the gymnastics and the soccer, but Alex Morgan is not on the U.S. women's soccer team, and they said that they were going in a different direction, but I don't know. For some reason, my gut's telling me maybe she's pregnant. I would hope so. I don't want to see the downfall of Alex Morgan. I don't want to see that. Okay, it's time to talk Game of Thrones really quickly. So, or not Game of Thrones, House of Dragons. Sorry, guys, I'm adjusting myself here too. I'm going to probably call it Game of Thrones a million times. You're just going to have to deal with it. If you have not watched any of the House of Dragon yet, or episodes 1, 2, or 3, don't listen. Fast forward to the next segment, okay? I'm talking about it. This is your warning. Don't pause the episode. Just skip it. Just skip, you know? Just go. You don't have to stop listening. Anyway, oh my God, my cough's coming back. Hold on. You guys probably heard that. See how nasty it is? All right, so I've caught up. I didn't get to watch the Sunday I was on the cruise, and then I didn't watch last week because I was too busy getting my life in order. But I have caught up, and here are my thoughts so far. Team Rhaenyra. 100%. This is not a Team Edward or Team Jacob debate in my mind. If you are not Team Rhaenyra, I am confused. I'm confused. I've liked Rhaenyra. Always. Always liked Rhaenyra. Alicent sucks. And she's progressively gotten worse. First, she was just like her dad's bitch, like growing up, and just did whatever Otto told her to do. But she's... That ending scene, or I don't know if it was like the end scene, but when the two of them are like praying or whatever you call that room, and Rhaenyra is begging her, like, let's just talk about this. Like, you don't want to have like a dragon fight. And the way that she's standing by this lie and just, ugh. That and the whole thing with Kristen Cole, fuck that. I don't like this Alicent girl. I don't like her. A baby got killed because you can't keep it together. Granted, what else was there to do during these times? But still. Still. And Kristen Cole? On my shit list now. On my shit list. I liked him when this all started. And he's handsome. He's probably the best and the only good looking one in this show right now. But he sucks. The temper tantrum that he threw when somebody asked him where he was. Very valid question to ask where you were when the baby got slaughtered, being that you're like the head security guy over here. The temper tantrum that he threw was absolutely ridiculous. The way that he just like Alicent slapped him in the face and he just inserted herself. He's just a boy. at the end of the day, he's just a boy and he's letting his wiener do the talking, which all these guys do. I don't know if they're trying to set a metaphor or something like that. I don't like him. He's just a boy. Gross. Ew. Turned off. I only really have like one complaint, and that's I hate when they do this, and they've done it in Game of Thrones too. They have things like quote unquote happen in between the seasons, and then they don't tell you about it. Like, I had to Google it, and then you know you can't Google things. You know you can't Google things with House of Dragon and Game of Thrones, anything in the Game of Thrones universe, you can't Google things because things are going to come up. Spoilers. I'm not even going to tell you like what the spoiler is that I saw because that's fucked up. But I was very confused about the Queen Helena and just the fact that Aegon, right? Aegon? Yes. Aemon, eye patch. Aegon, no. Eye patch. King, you know, that guy. Very confused about him even having children. And then I was like, where did Helena come from? Where did she come from? And then I Googled it. Queen Helena family line. It's their sibling. And somewhere in between seasons one and two, they got married. And I'm like, but why didn't they show? Like, obviously, yeah, I'm going to assume it and stuff, but I get confused. And then I was like, did I miss something? Like, was I not paying attention? And then I found out a spoiler when I Googled it, and it sucks. So I hate when they do that because there's a lot of incest, which, by the way, the two of them being married, we're not even going to go there. There's a lot of incest. There's a lot of similar names. Everybody looks alike because they're all fucking blonde. You can't do things like that because it confuses a girl. But that's it. Those are my thoughts so far. I'm interested. I'm going to keep rolling. And Damon sucks. That's pretty much it on my Game of Thrones stuff. It is summertime and Petula is celebrating with their Bare Brights launch featuring a ton of new products and some old ones. The Bare Short has been modified and it looks even better on the butt. I'm going to say it kind of uplifts you. It gives you a little help there. But this collection features items like the triad bra, a one-shoulder bra, and my favorite, a bandeau bra. And this thing doesn't slip, guys. Go on my Instagram, my TikTok. I did a whole slip test. This thing stays. Colors like cherry slush, blue raz, black, grape are all live now. So make sure to use my code LizWei, that's W-E-I, at checkout and get yourself a little bit of discount on the Petula Bare Brights launch. All right, let's go over some highlights from the week. My health and fitness related highlight, honestly, so these kind of tie in together, okay? My health and fitness and my non-health and fitness related. So my non-health and fitness related, even though it's still health and fitness related, is that I went to go see my teammate perform at Universe the other day on Friday in Jersey. And she won her pro card, and it just like being there and getting to experience it and to see her and meet her and my coaches there was just fantastic. Like I had chills watching her on stage, and then that kind of butterfly affected into my health and fitness related highlight, which was my shoulder workout that Friday evening. I spent all day Friday, literally all day at the show, sitting still and going slightly crazy, but seeing her and her physique and her performance has like awoken it. Like, you know how sometimes like you just need to be reminded of your passion? It's not like you don't really even think you lost it or anything, but something hits and you're just like, it just like reignites that fire. Like, that's how I felt, not to get all cheesy, but I went to a different gym on Friday night than Kingdom just because I wanted to be alone, put my headphones on, noise canceling, and just busted out that workout, and it felt so good. And sometimes you need that, you know? It's not like Kingdom's my home. I love it, But I just needed to not be around anybody that I knew. Silence, no distractions, me time, focus. And that's that. And that, those are my two highlights for the week. So as always, I encourage you guys to think of your weekly highlights. Little tiny things to be grateful for. We all have something. You might be having a shitty day today, but there's something that you could be grateful for. I guarantee it. All right, let's get into what you guys probably came here for. We're talking all things vacation this week. So I'm going to talk a little bit about my vacation, but also like bouncing back and stuff. And as a trainer, I get a lot of comments from girls and conversations with my clients of just like, I'm scared to lose my progress, or like, I've been doing so well. I don't want to go on a vacation and like not work out and be eating food and just stressing about it. And you know what I say? And I got to remind myself. At times, of course, it's not a vacation if you're stressed about it, you know? We work so damn hard, all of us. Most of us, but still, 40 hours a week, like whether you're working a 9-to-5, whether you're a parent, whether you're a student, life gets very busy and very stressful very, very quickly. If you are fortunate enough to have the financial freedom or have family that's taking you on a vacation, that's such a gift. It's such a gift. And it's a shame to waste it thinking about like what if and having anxiety about it. Use it. I promise you, you will be back to your normal schedule in no time and you will be missing it dearly. I struggled a little bit with this when I went on my cruise. I'm not going to lie, because of my bodybuilding show specifically. Normally, I'm like, ah, it's fine. I'll deal with it later. You know, whatever. Being in prep, like even though it's the early stages, I was kind of freaking out a little bit just because I was in very good shape going into it. And I knew I wasn't going to be able to really control my food that much. But yeah, we're back. Okay, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about everything. So I went on a cruise from New York to Bermuda, and it fucking rained, guys. It rained for like it rained Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday and Saturday we got sun, and then we came back to New York, New Jersey, and it was cloudy as shit. Okay, so we did get to do some cool things. I'll talk about that first before we get into like the nitty-gritty. The days that we were at sea, there wasn't too much to do. So my cousin and I just hit the casino, which I'm not really like a gambling girl. I tend to play most things in life pretty safe, but I was calling my name. There was nothing to do. Don't judge me. Okay. I was down and then I was up. Well, I was up. I was up and then I was down and then I was back up and then I was so down. But we did, we just kind of found things to do indoors, but I'm not going to lie. It was one of those like things where it's like we were just trying to kill time and we thought we were going to be outside at the pool and whatever. So we were like, want to grab a snack? Or like your mind tells you you're hungry when you're not really that hungry. You're just bored. But then Wednesday we got to Bermuda and we got to do our first day of excursions, which we went hiking. We had a wonderful tour guide. His name is Dale and he was quite funny. So we went all the way from, so Bermuda's pretty small. We went from where we docked on the west side of Bermuda all the way to the east side. So we docked in at the Royal Naval Dockyard, and then we went all the way to St. George, I think. That's what it was. We went hiking up to some caves. We went through the caves. We went swimming in one cave, which was so freaking cool. And then we went cliff jumping. He took us out to lunch where there were no healthy options. So I had some fried fish, which was honestly one of the best pieces of fish I've ever eaten in my life. No regrets. And then we went to a beach for like an hour in the afternoon and my dad went snorkeling. I am fucking terrified of fish. So I just floated around in the water and rested on the sand. So that was a super, super fun day. And then Thursday we tried to go to Horseshoe Bay Beach, but literally the second that we stepped on the sand, it started raining and the sand wasn't even pink. It was not pink. I'm telling you, I was a little disappointed, little bit disappointed, but I mean, in the end, like, we still got to, I got to basically see the entire island driving through it, and I didn't get as much beach time as I wanted. But Saturday, or Friday and Saturday, were really nice. We spent the entire day outside. It was hot as hell, but it was a great trip. It was a great trip, but it was nice. So I kept my workouts the same. Like, I was doing my cardio, I was doing my workouts, but my food was off. My food was off. I gained 10 pounds. 10 pounds. Because mind you guys, I was dieting very, very hard before this. Alex and I, my coach, had planned for, we had planned in ahead knowing that I was going on this trip. So we had started cutting down beforehand. We knew I was going on the trip. That was going to be a week off. And then I was going to come back and get back into it. I wasn't expecting a whole 10 pounds. But like I said, I ate a little bit more than I thought I was going to. I didn't binge, you know, like, I wasn't eating myself like sick every meal. There was one piece of cake that was way too big that I felt very full after, and I had to stop. I could not finish it. But honestly, just the way that I was dieting very, very hard, I noticed after my first meal there, which was lunch, and I had for lunch, I had a small little side salad with like, literally with like vinegar as a dressing, but it had some raisins in it. I had a piece of chicken, I had a roll, and then I had a soft serve ice cream cone because I love ice cream after. And just that one ice cream cone, I think, really did me in. And I was already noticing like a little bit of a difference. But yeah, so my body definitely was holding on to water, and I did have some sweets. But listen, guys, I'm eating chicken and potatoes and all that shit like two times a day. I don't know where I was going, three, four. Every single day. So when they brought out cookies at the lounge at 4 o'clock, I was eating some cookies. I was eating a scone. When we passed by a place that sold Frosted Flakes ice cream, I bought it. I did. So that was that. But now we're back. So how am I dealing with things? And how can you kind of prep yourself going into a vacation knowing like you're going to be okay after? It is a big mental thing, but listen, I've gone places. You guys know I travel a lot. Last summer I went to Costa Rica, which was like all inclusive. Definitely had desserts and whatnot. Probably ate a little bit less there though, just because we were actually busy. Cruises are difficult. But how am I? So yeah, let's get back to the point of how am I dealing with it now, and then how do you prep yourself for the next time? So I normally would just get back into my normal routine. You know, you take a week off, get back into your normal routine. That's the first step. Get home. I got home Sunday morning, went to the grocery store, got my food, prepped it, back on track for the rest of the day. It wasn't like I traveled this morning, so I can kind of still have whatever today and then we'll start tomorrow. No, you're home, back to normal. I had breakfast on the boat. I had my yogurt bowl. I had French toast. I had like one little croissant because I was like, this is it. Once you get home, you're having chicken and potatoes for lunch. So just jumping back into your normal routine is the first step. And that's the easiest step. Second, I kind of flushed out my body this week. I was holding on to a lot of water. Would I suggest this on a regular basis? No. This isn't like the healthiest way to go about living your everyday life, but for like a 1 week little detox, it's fine. I was holding on to a lot of water. I noticed in the first day, like the difference between Monday to Tuesday, I was already 4 pounds down. It's not normal to gain that much weight or lose that much weight really in 1 week, but I knew it was mostly water I was holding on to. So how did I detox? I ate all my regular meals. But my coach instructed me to have 2 salt packets a day and drink 1.5 gallons of water. I just flushed everything out of my system. I took some Epsom salt baths to get me sweating more. So I just sweat all the water weight out. And I am down now. I am down, what are we at? 124, 6 pounds already in the 1 week. It was like 1 pound per day getting the water out. Okay.
Now, I feel like part of me feels like I was wrestling back and forth. Like, do I talk about this? Do I not talk about this? Because I don't want to give you guys tools and tell you go run with this and do this whenever. Oh, you're feeling a little bit pudgy today? Just go eat a bunch of salt and basically have a diuretic and shit everything out. Like, I don't want you guys to think that that is the reason or that's what I'm telling you this stuff for. However, I'm doing this because I'm on a prep. And if you're coming back from a vacation, you know, it might not be a bad idea to just maybe take some Epsom salt baths, increase, like, that'll help you sweat a little bit more, drink more water, increase your salt, kind of flush everything out of your system for a week, and then you'll go back to normal. Odds are, you know, if you just go back to your normal diet, normal routine anyway, you're going to drop some pounds. But if you're really in your head about it, there's a way to control it. This shouldn't be abused, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But you can just kind of come home and that's how you go through a little bit of a flush. And now I would definitely recommend, like, reach out to me. You could DM me on Instagram, wherever, if you want to do something like this, because I don't want you to be misguided. Like, I'm giving very surface level basic information, just awareness level information right now. So I don't want you to go about things and be feeding yourself way too much salt and do things wrong. So definitely seek a professional's help at least the first time, so you know what's appropriate for your body. So I've been flushing out my system. The Epsom salt baths have been really, really relaxing, honestly, because I'm not really a bath girly. Like, I don't have time to sit down and be in the bath. This has kind of almost forced me to even relax. I started doing them and I was going through my client emails and blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, you know what, Liz? Your brain is running and rolling from the time you get out of bed till the time you shut your lights off. Take this 20 minutes. Put on a freaking show. Put your phone out of reach. And just exist. Just exist. So I've been doing that. But then the purpose of the Epsom salt baths is that it does make you sweat more. So that water weight's kind of just exiting my system. So those are the two things that I'm doing, like, kind of diet-wise, or trying to get rid of that water weight. And then my exercise routine has just gone completely back to normal. Back to normal. So I feel like that covers a lot of, like, what do we do when we get back from a vacation? But what do you do when you're on vacation? You guys have probably heard me say this before. I know I've talked about it on Instagram. I think I've talked about it on the podcast before. When you're on vacation, you should do whatever the heck your heart desires. Truly. I'm a big believer in that. For me, in the past, this time around was a little bit different. I did have to stick to my exercise regimen. But in the past, when I have control, I prefer to work out. You know, like, I need that time to myself when I'm with family or friends. You know, I just need a little time to myself. I know me. I know my social battery. And I will be in a much better mood if I take a little bit of time, exercise, and get back to things. It also depends a lot on the trip. Like, I was exercising almost every day when we went to Costa Rica, but last year, but one day we went hiking and we spent the whole day going hiking. We got back late. We did hiking. We did swimming, cliff jumping. I wasn't worried about getting a lift in after that. Same thing with 2 years ago, I guess I went to Disneyland with my family out in California. The days that we went to Disneyland, I knew I was going to be getting like 15,000 steps. I was like, we're not lifting. I'm not making it that long at Disney World or Disneyland if I'm lifting and walking that much. And, like, I'm not trying to spend a hand and foot on food. So, you know, so I personally like it to kind of get my little space, my peace of mind. However, if I don't have time for it, you know, if I wake up in the morning and sleeping an extra hour feels more worth it than exercising on vacation, I'm not forcing myself to get up. Because when you get back home, it's right back to the grind. You know? And then the same thing for food. I had the freedom to kind of eat whatever I wanted on this vacation. Now, Alex was like, don't go crazy. And I wasn't allowed to have any alcohol. I did not have any alcohol. I didn't even want alcohol, honestly. Well, That's a lie. There were a few mocktails that looked pretty good. But other than that, I was like, yeah, I'm good. But like it was up to me. So I followed the rule of eat what you want when you want. For breakfast, I wanted to keep it protein source, carb, whatever. Like there was yogurt bowl, like you could like a yogurt bowl station. So I was having yogurt, granola, and raisins. To you, that sounds like a pretty healthy meal. For me, I can't have that right now. So I was so happy I had that. And then I would have like eggs and French toast. And you know what? If I was still a little bit hungry after, I would grab a croissant. And if I wasn't, I wouldn't. Just because you see it doesn't mean you have to eat it. And just because it's unhealthy doesn't mean you have to avoid it on vacation. Again, we're talking vacation here. We're not talking real life. The chocolate croissants there were so freaking good. So good. And they were out during breakfast. Some days I wanted it. My stomach had the room for it. I wasn't feeling full. And then some days I was full, but I wasn't like, oh, but I'm only going to be able to have them this week, so I have to have one every single day. No. If that was the case, my mouth would have been under the freaking soft serve 24/7. So yeah, I mean, for me, the eating and stuff, sometimes that meant I was really excited to get a salad with apples in it and some fruit. And sometimes it meant, yeah, I am going to grab the oatmeal raisin cookies that they put out at 4 o'clock, okay? It's whatever makes me feel good in the moment, you know? I turned down chicken tenders and fries because, yeah, they're tasty, but I knew that was going to make my stomach hurt. But I said yes to ice cream because that's very tasty and doesn't make my stomach hurt. Kind of just going with whatever you feel is right in the moment, knowing that you have everything under control when you get back. Okay? I can't stress that enough to you guys. The odds are you work your damn ass off. Whether you're studying, working full-time, working multiple jobs, working and being a parent, doing whatever you're doing, life is freaking tough. We don't get siestas over here in the United States. We get one lousy Labor Day a week. Okay, your PTO might not even expire. I don't even get PTO anymore. So take that week and enjoy it. Everything will be okay. Your routine will be waiting for you when you come home. I promise. Okay, guys, that pretty much wraps up this week's episode of Confessions of a Gym Rat. Thank you for your patience. I am going to try so much harder to get these on time for you. I know I've been slacking these past couple weeks. Prep's been kicking my ass. Life's been kicking my ass, but I'm going to try harder. I take full accountability. Make sure that you follow the podcast on Instagram at Confessions of a Gym Rat. Follow me on all social medias, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram at Lifts with Liz. And please subscribe and give a nice little rating to the podcast. Let me know what guests you want to see on in the future, what topics you want covered. Have a happy and healthy week, and I'll talk to you next week. And I said next week specifically because we're going to aim for Monday, but I can't keep false promising.